Hello, I'm Devin McKinney with Travel Beyond the Obvious, and I'm here with Madeline Jauer. We started Travel Beyond the Obvious 4 years ago. Today, we're continuing our podcast series with a Q&A about the Builder Essentials Bundle, our service for people with established travel planning businesses. Madeline started Italy Beyond the Obvious, one of the first successful fee-based travel planning services in 2008 to help people take bucket list trips to Italy. Today, we're going to talk about the bundle she developed, which includes some great services that will help established travel planners expand and grow their existing business. So this is going to be a Q&A format, Madeline, so we can get going here. First, who should be listening to this podcast? What kind of person is the perfect for this?
The perfect person to listen to this podcast about the Builder Essentials Bundle is someone who has an existing travel planning business, who is looking to grow their business, get a stamp of approval from someone with a high bar, which Travel Beyond the Obvious is, interact with our amazing community and get support, and of course, continue to get better with our continuing education opportunities.
So how, when you say established, do you have in more detail? Do you have a rule about that? Like how much experience do you have to be part to get the Builder's Bundle?
I mean, really, you just have to have customers. We work with people who have been in business a couple of years and don't have a lot of customers. And we also have people who have been in business longer than that and have many customers. It just is about the customers.
All right. Good. So let's talk about the history of this. How did the Builder Essentials Bundle come about? Where did it come from?
So the Builder Essentials Bundle started as a follow-on to our 8-lesson course and our silver certification. And then we found that people took our course, and these were people learning from zero to start a travel planning business, and we wanted to give them a basic certification. And then after that, they started getting customers, and then we gave them another certification that we called our gold certification, which was for customers. And so then we had people with existing travel planning businesses who coming to us and saying, look, I don't need the course. I just want the gold certification. I want to be part of the community. I want to be part of your ongoing education. And I don't need to do the course. And so we created this Builder Essentials Bundle because they want to continue to grow and learn and take advantage of everything that Travel Beyond the Obvious offers without needing to start from square one and build it.
So what is the difference between the Founder Bundle and the Builder Bundle?
So the Founder Bundle has three things: the training, the certification, and the community for people who are just starting out. And if you are starting out, you should go listen to the podcast where we cover that bundle. The Builder Bundle has just the certification and the community, so no training. It's for people who have established businesses.
So let's go into detail about those two things, the certification and the community. First, tell me about the certification. This is the gold certification you talked about?
Yeah.
How does that work? How do I get it?
So if you apply for the gold certification, we have four assessments as part of that certification. The first assessment, we look at implementation. So what have you implemented? We'll go look at your website. What are your services? Who's your customer? What's your about page? You know, what's your sample itinerary? What have you implemented? Show us your business. The second part of the certification is convince us that you're an expert. And here we're really a stand-in for your customer. So whatever area that you say you're an expert in, because you're an online travel business, I should be able to Google you. And before your customer even reaches out, they should be convinced that you're an expert in that area. So I might look at your LinkedIn. I'll just stalk you online and see if you can convince me that you're an expert. The third piece of the gold certification, which is part of the Builder Bundle, is we do a business practices assessment. And Devin, this is yours. So you're the expert on this one.
Yeah. So the business practices is about basically, are you a legit business? We have a standard that is we want to make sure that because we work together and we refer clients back and customers back and forth, that we want to certify people that we would refer customers to. We make sure that it's you doing the work, that your website is up to easy to understand and well written, because the quality of your business reflects on the network. And so we just really want to make sure that in terms of business practice, any reasonable business will pass our test. But that we do have it in there in case we need to call something out. And it's funny, it ends up being with every single person, nobody's perfect. So I do this. I've been doing startups for 25 years. So I've worked with a lot of different businesses, help people start business, build businesses, larger businesses. And I go through and do a full web audit, and then also a web audit of their email practices and some of the other things, and also how their presence is set up online and whatnot. And every one of the people that runs through this learns something good to mm-hmm. their company and improve it. So we take it. We don't take it as, oh, here's, you missed something, so you're out. It's more like, fix this and you're in. So somebody didn't have a standard, a written contract for a certain thing. And I said, you really need that. That's a good idea. And they said, oh, I'll get that. And they put it together within 2 days. And so they were fine. So that happens quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good point, is we don't fail people and tell them, go away, you failed. We say, here's what you need to do. When you've done these things, come back.
Right.
You know, it's a collaborative process where we only accept people into this program who qualify, and then we work with them to get them certified. It's not just apply once, give us your money, and you failed, too bad, goodbye.
And to that point, every one of these tests involves some conversation back and forth. I actually do, for the business practices, I send over some questions that they need to answer. But I also do my own stock. I stalk them a little online, I'll admit it. But basically to find out what their presence is, I'll look them up. And then we have an hour in person. And I have a checklist that I go through of things I'd looked for and found. Maybe there's questions. And then I have some things in person to go through. So we end up with having 2 or 3 hours of online conversations with every single person who becomes certified.
Yep.
And so it's a very engaged, lively experience where we get to know these people. That's really what we're trying to do with these. So that was 3. We had implementation expertise and business practices. What was the fourth assessment for the builders bundle?
The fourth one is customer engagement. And this is what differentiates the builders gold certification from the founders silver certification, is that the builders gold certification need to have customers. And so we asked for evidence of customers, and that's the fourth piece.
If you look at my website and it's not built like your website, are you going to say I need to change it to fit some standard, or how do you do that?
So the whole basis of this certification is I put my Italy Beyond the Obvious hat on, and I say, would I refer my Italy Beyond the Obvious customers to this travel planner? So in terms of your question about implementation, you know, we have a checklist that we send people, and we say, show us that you have implemented. And I think there's 23 items on there. You don't need to have 23 out of 23 to pass. But if you only had 9 out of 23, I would probably push back and say, where is your sample itinerary? Where are your testimonials? Where is your About Me page? And I would work with the person to make sure that they get up to a standard. And again, I'd put my Italy Beyond the Obvious hat on and say, okay, you know, they've got 15 of the 23, but this is an amazing business. And yes, I would, you know, send them my customers. And so it's a little bit subjective. It's not, you know, like a bot. An AI could not get through our process.
Right. Another way to say this is not just the referral rule or standard. It's, we are focused 1,000% on the traveler experience.
Yeah.
So all of these things that we're asking questions about and finding out about are things that we have found, you found with your experience with your business. I found with my experience with many kinds of businesses that if these things aren't there, this business is not necessarily going to be able to deliver high quality service, high quality products, high quality support. They may not. So that's why we ask these questions, why we have these assessments, and why they're so granular. Because we're looking for kind of the feel of the company, but that's the bottom line is the customer experience, right?
Yep, exactly, 100%. We want our travel experts to be successful, and they'll be successful if they have happy customers.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
Somebody who qualifies for just steps right into the gold has already built a business, already has figured out that they're experts, figured out that they are able to do this, have gone through all the processes to set up their website and email marketing and everything. But they've done it on a different path than you, Madeline, for instance, or Cassie or some of the others, but everybody has their own path. So I'm curious if you could talk about that. What kind of person are we talking about? What kind of path have they gone through? Did they start as a travel agent? Did they, you know, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, they started, there's a lot of people who started like me, where I lived in Italy for 5 years. I was doing it for friends and family anyway. I didn't want to be a travel agent. I was leaving a corporate job where I had a good income. I decided to charge consulting fees to replace that income. I was the Italy expert. I was creating custom trips. And what we've discovered is there are a lot of people out there like me. And so one of the basis that you and I talked about when we started Travel Beyond the Obvious was that people who sign up have to meet three criteria. And so they have to be the local expert. They have to be able to create custom trips, and they have to have no hidden fees. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, could a travel agent join? They have an established business. If they have hidden fees, they're probably not going to be a good fit for this program, because all of our travel experts have transparent pricing.
And by hidden, we don't mean they put it in a box under their bed. That they can't necessarily tell you exactly how much something's going to cost. They can't necessarily, or it's a commission, or it's a something that travels down the food chain of the travel, like from a tour guide to a tour operator to a... a lot of traditional travel planners who use that kind of a set of choices for how they set up travel, their costs are not always obvious, right?
Not at all. And, you know, the great thing about travel agents is that, so they sell other people's products, which is why it's all in a bundle. It's a $20,000 package. And in that package, you've got hotels and tours and transfers, and you don't know how much the hotel costs or how much the tour costs. All you know is that the whole entire package is a one price, and the travel agents' markups and fees are in there as well. So it's just a different business model. The great thing about that is a travel agent can sell you a trip to Mexico 1 year and Italy the next year and Thailand the next year. But the negative is that it's not transparent pricing. You know, the travel agent is not the local expert, and it's limited customization, because every time you say, oh, I didn't like that hotel, or I wanted another tour here, or take out that transfer, I decide I want to rent a car, you know, it's not easy. Whereas all of our travel experts, you know, have those three criteria. They are the expert themselves, they create custom trips, and they have no hidden fees. But, you know, there isn't one right. You don't have to do what I did at Italy Beyond the Obvious. There's no right way to do it. There's many different ways that people can offer travel planning services and still meet our criteria.
So if I do some stuff as a travel agent, and sometimes I work directly, am I going to be able to qualify?
We have people who have two sides to their business. They have a travel agent side where they sell packages and tours, and that's one side. And then they have a fee-for-service trip planning business, and we certify them for the fee-for-service trip planning business.
So tell me what fee-for-service means there exactly.
It means you charge fees for the services you provide, and fees are transparent, and fees are, you could charge your traveler by the day, a flat fee by the day. You could charge them a flat fee by the trip. You could charge them an hourly fee. It just means you get paid kind of like a consultant, you know, like an accountant or a lawyer or anybody who charges consulting fees.
Yeah, I was digging into that because one of the things I've seen, I've seen all kinds of businesses with my background, but this is a very particular set. And it's funny coming into the travel the way I have from outside. Madeline's been steeped in it since before Travel Beyond the Obvious. She was a tour guide for Butterfield, doing bicycle trips all over Italy, and she was a in the weeds for a long time. And I'm new to it. And I walk in, and what I see is a huge infrastructure of travel where it's all the only way to do it is the way a travel agent. You've got to find a travel agent. You got to book the trip through them. They got to, because they're gonna. There's a chain of authorizations up and down, and they give you a certain control, kind of quality of trip. But if you want to go to someplace that isn't in that world, like a hotel or an ice cream tour or whatever, they just have to say we can't do that. And it's flat out. We can't, it's not a drop down. It's not on my drop down menu of places to choose to go see. So there's another group of people, the people that we're talking to, who have figured out that there's another way to do this fee for service, which really means you're like every other consultant. It's not in travel. It's like, oh, what an idea. Fee for service.
Right.
Every plumber, everybody that's not in travel is fee for service.
Right.
So it's the only place where it's something else.
Right. It's not that revolutionary, is it?
That revolutionary. This is like I hired a plumber and they told me that I needed to talk to the plumber operator in order to get the price. You know, no.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's going to cost to fix it. So In travel, it is ending up being this revolution to come up with this fee-based thing such that you use all these special terms for it, fee-based, fee-for-service, et cetera.
Right.
But all we're doing really is saying that it's $100 a day or $200 a day per person.
Right.
Or some version of that, just like every other
consultant. Yeah. And to your point, it just means you're not limited. You know, I'm not limited by my commission earning hotels. I can book an Airbnb. I can book an apartment. I can book a little, you know, I can book anything because I'm not relying on getting commissions from those places. And I can spend time on putting together things, like you said, booking the local ice cream tour or just putting together the logistics of a perfect countryside day in Tuscany. Get up at this time. It's 20 minutes to this parking lot. Here's where you park so you don't get trapped in the limited traffic boundaries. Here's the great cafe. Here's the main drag. Spend 2 hours at this town. Drive to the next town. That's 20 minutes. I mean, it's a totally DIY day, but it takes me 2 hours to put something together like that. And that's very customized for the client. And I get paid for it, as I should.
Exactly. So I kind of did a deep dive there, but I was trying to, our people that get certified are, every one of them is different. And I wanted to paint a broader picture so that whoever's listening to this podcast hopefully will know whether they're in this picture or they're in the other one. Because there really are two areas, right? And a lot of people who are listening to this or might listen to this podcast are going to say, but I have to do this. Or, I'm not comfortable doing anything other than, you know, the Disney tours using some agency software package, and this helps me because nobody is ever going to look at my gold certification. They're just going to find me on a list or through Virtuoso or something, right? The gold certification is a particular kind of stamp that says you are a particular kind of travel planner, and it matters a lot for as a straight up consultant to like a plumber to have a certification. If you're trying to compete in a world where you don't have the marketing arm of a travel agent group helping you find business, you're doing it on your own, which all of our travel experts are doing, then the certification is why we offer it, and it's really valuable. But it's really important that you kind of see the world. I wanted to work our way into the certification then, because there's two components here: certification. And I think we talked about who would do this and what kind of business they might have now. Let's talk about the certification and how it works. We talked about how they get it, but how does it benefit them really to get this certification? What kind of things are people finding with our silver and gold certifications now?
Yeah, they're finding a huge benefit in a couple of different, a few different ways. Number one, as you said, just the certification process of our feedback is hugely valuable to them. And people have said, the fee that I paid for this certification was just the feedback I got was super valuable. Number two is it's a stamp of approval, and we give people a badge, and they're so proud of that badge. They put it on their websites, they showcase it. It shows that their business has met a certain bar. And number three, they love the community. The community is so supportive. We put everybody into a private Facebook group. They bounce ideas off each other. They work together. They send each other business. And then number four, they are in a directory. And so you can click on anyone's badge on their website and go to the directory of other certified travel planners. And I send my Italy Beyond the Obvious customers to that directory all the time. And really, you stand out from the crowd. You know, it's a crowded world out there. People are searching for travel. How do you stand out from the crowd? How do you show that you've met these standards and you're fantastic and your customer should hire you?
So one of the things you can do once we've released our new website, and I think by the time this podcast is out, the new website will be available. You can go look at the map. We're going to talk about community in a second, but the Travel Expert Directory is part of what we run it, and it's a place where our certified travel experts can be listed in a directory, and it's at the URL thetravelexpertnetwork.com, and you can go there and look at the map and see the places where we have travel experts, what countries. But the main thing that you might want to go look at the map for is there's a lot of places where we need travel experts, right? That's how this all started, right? Was you got calls from people saying, I don't do Italy. I want to do something else, right? So people, it definitely is we're growing right now and we're expanding and we're aggressively looking for people. And we have a deal right now in Switzerland. Somebody came to us and said, I want to go to Switzerland. They did their finder on our site. And we're trying to source a Switzerland expert who will at least be a good referral and might be a candidate for our first certified travel expert even. So there's a lot of benefits for this. Let's focus in on the community. What kind of things? So we have certification, which helps them stand out from the crowd. And then they get the community, which is they get on the directory. They get they're on the map. They have the listing in the directory and with their own profile page. And we will also forward them people who are searching for a travel expert, right? So what other kinds of activities can they participate in as part of this community to help them with their business?
So the community is a lot of it is about support, isn't it? I mean, a lot of them say, I've been working by myself. I'm so happy to have other people who are doing the same thing as I am, who have the same challenges as I am, to just ask questions. And people, so there's the private Facebook group, which is just ad hoc questions and support. We have monthly mastermind calls where you and I host Q&A, show up, be a fly on the wall if you want to, or bring an issue, bring some burning question that you want to talk about. So we always love those calls. In addition, we have ongoing education sessions every 8 weeks that we call working sessions. And we've started doing sort of one-off as needed, 1 hour calls on specific topics, that people have requested in our community. It's all about supporting them as they build their travel business.
Right. And they get all the past content. If you sign up today, we've been doing working sessions for 2 years, every other month, everything from what's your elevator pitch to do you have a COVID about page? Do you need one? How much money do you want to make? These deep dives into one thing. And they're very useful. And we record the content, and there's usually giveaways or a PowerPoint or something. So you can literally take the course take the working session later. And it's on Facebook. So you can, once you're doing it, you can post, like we had one, add a video to your website, do a 2-minute video. One of the easiest ways and cheapest ways to do some quick, really engaging marketing. And so people put their sample videos up at the end of the week. You can do the same thing. Our events don't stop. They just, we hold them and people attend and they're in the beginning call and the event end call and they have the materials, but you, new people come in and they take our events. They go to the working sessions. They post a video 3 months later and people are watching this all the time and will comment on it. And so you're absolutely getting that engagement with a community of people that are like you, that have the same kinds of problems. And it's amazing as our community is growing, watching how people are kind of working together. Maybe you could talk about that, how they're referring business back and forth to each other.
Yeah, it's something that just happens naturally, as we've seen, isn't it? I mean, people, and they sort of almost mention it as an aside. Me personally, at Italy Beyond the Obvious, as of right now, we have hit capacity. And so I'm even sending my Italy business to other Travel Beyond the Obvious Italy experts. But I've also get requests regularly for that I send my Italy travelers to people. But they build relationships with each other and just naturally send each other business, and or they work together. We've got a few who are working together on one trip.
This all goes to having the badge, the Travel Beyond the Obvious gold certification on your website and in your marketing materials. It means something. As you can see from the map, we don't have, 1,000 travel experts yet, but the ones we have are extraordinarily high quality travel planners. Every single one, we have made sure of that. And if you're the right person and you join, you will get a benefit from this network. So
definitely.
So I think that we've covered everything. Thanks again for tuning in to hear about the Builder Essentials Bundle. You can get all our podcasts and podcasts on the podcast page on our site. Also, if you like the content, beyond it being sort of a sales piece, but we have other content, and I think people are getting a lot out of this beyond just hearing about a product. They're learning about their business. Please follow us on Facebook at Travel BTO or subscribe to our newsletter at travelbeyondtheobvious.com.